Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, October 27th. We are so glad you are here. We are here to have some fun, and we are here to talk about a lot of wrestling and horrible gifts. No, I'm kidding.
You're not.
Well, but we are glad you are here. As we start every show, we're going to tell you about things you can do to help us, keep us going, stuff like that. Like, send us super chats, send us humper chats. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Okay, so brace yourself, okay?
Brace.
So a friend came by the bar today and he brought me homemade food like he's done it before. And like, of course, I ate all of it. It was a lot, and I ate all of it because it was so delicious. And like, when something really, really good and yummy is in front of me, I don't care the amount, I just eat it. I inhale the food because it's just so good.
Sure.
Yeah. And then a regular came by to drink a beer after work, and he was like, "Hey, Maggie, how are you?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm so full. I just ate, you know, some really, really delicious food." And he just started lecturing me about how I should eat less. He started mansplaining to me how, you know, how I should eat. And I'm like, I was obviously frustrated, you know, but I didn't say anything. I'm like, you know, pick your battles, Maggie. That's nothing. Like, don't take it so personally. But then he started telling me about how crappy his day was. He was like, "Today I had to do a bunch of stuff that I haven't done before." And I'm like, "You had sex?"
Oh, Jesus. Wow. All right.
So, you know, it was a good day for me.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
Well, he, you know, he laughed in his own way. He went to smoke a cigarette, but like, I know I got him, the bastard. So, yeah. Hi, guys. You know, Rob already told you, but please like the video, share the video on social media. Please send us a super chat. You know, at the bottom of, you know, the live chat, it's like the little dollar sign. Please send us your money because we're poor. And obviously, I have to go to Germany next year. We're going to talk about this at length. Also, you can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us actually, you know, get a little bit more of the money. So this is the most direct way to support us and the show and, you know, let Sean know that we're doing a good job. And also, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of news coming, you know, a bunch of contracts expiring or not expiring, who's re-signing and who's not. You're going to have to, you know, keep an eye on Fightful Select. It's the easiest $5 a month that, you know, you'll be happy with those. But we have a lot to talk about on this week's show.
We do.
Are you, like, did you enjoy the last week of wrestling that we had? Because when I look back, we had a lot of wrestling this past week from, you know, from Bound for Glory up until today. Like, there was a bunch of wrestling.
There's a ton of wrestling.
It's kind of a lot. It's kind of a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I loved every minute of it. So Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought my volume went out. So, sorry.
No,
but no, I loved every minute of it. It was great. I mean, you had the announcement of TNA. You had, I thought SmackDown was pretty solid. I liked, I was thinking we were going to get a John Cena singles match that night, but.
I also thought, the moment I saw it was Solo Sikoa that came out, and I'm like, please don't feed did I say Samoa Joe?
I think so.
No. Please no. No, Solo Sikoa. I'm sorry. Yeah. The moment I saw that Solo Sikoa was the one to come out, and I'm like, please don't feed Solo Sikoa I almost said CM Punk right now. Oh my God, what is happening?
It's your first day. But while you're trying to get your stuff together, we got a Cyclops is better than Logan. First time we've seen him in a while. Thank you for stopping by. He says, I haven't been around due to a work schedule, and now I'm here wondering who's this guy with the 80s stash and where's Rob? LOL. Hi, Maggie, by the way. Thanks for stopping by, man. Thanks for stopping by.
We are on Twitch also, by the way. We keep forgetting to plug that. But we are streaming on Twitch.
The Twitch. On fire.
Hi, Woody. I'm so glad you're here. We've missed you a bunch.
Our guy, Ryan Sullivan, sends us a super chat. Says, no costume. What the hell, guys? Well,
No, Rob has been masquerading for like a 70s porn star.
Yeah.
For the past month. I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan.
Yeah, you can check me out on... Never mind. No. Not going there. We're going to be a PG show. We'll see how long this
lasts. We're going to try. Just wait until we start talking about Dynamite.
I was like, yeah, notice how I said we're going to try. But yeah, you know, it's a great weekend. I absolutely love that we got TNA. I mean, TNA being announced surprised me. It's one of those things where, my God, I just saw, like, okay, before I go, like, on, this is just caught my eye here. That's not good. Why would you do that to anybody? Good God. That's awful. What's wrong with you? Anyways.
You know, the thing that Ryan can get away with now that he's a moderator, like, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. And we had, man. Anyways, yeah, you had TNA. You had an unbelievable match between Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey, which...
Oh my God, yes.
That was,
please, more.
In my opinion, the best TNA match, or excuse me, Impact match of the year, in my opinion.
It was
that good. I absolutely loved it. And I couldn't be happier. Like, I mean, literally, I was so happy, like, watching that match. I was glad that I watched the pay-per-view, because sometimes I miss Impact pay-per-views, or I miss Impact specials. Tonight I'm gonna watch our guy Tom Campbell. I mean, this is the first time I've ever watched a show for a ring announcer, you know, so I'm excited for that.
Also Simon
Miller. Yeah, Simon Miller too. So yeah, I mean, we're killing two birds with one stone there, so it's gonna be a good night. So I know I won't be able to watch it till later, but I'm very excited. So yeah, and it's just been good. I mean, everything was going well until somebody's music hit on Wednesday night. So,
yeah, but like, we might as well dive into, you know, the fact that TNA is back now that you mentioned it, because we're not going to be able to talk about it afterwards. They did, after Bound for Glory, which is, you know, the biggest pay-per-view that Impact has, right? Their, you know, their WrestleMania show. That's Bound for Glory.
Slammiversary,
it used to be that, but they always, you know, present Bound for Glory as their biggest pay per view of the year.
Do they?
I understand. Yeah, they do.
I don't know.
They do. It was an excellent pay per view, by the way. It was such a good show. Are you still, you know, wondering if I'm right? Because they keep saying that.
I'm going to agree to disagree there. I think Slammiversary is a bigger deal.
Yeah, I'm saying what they are saying.
I don't care what they say. It's about what I say. I'm the face that runs the place.
Sorry, okay, Mr. Porn Guy. Okay.
Yeah. Rob Jeremy, not Ron.
Yeah,
Jeremy.
Okay. Guys in the chat, please tell us what Rob's porn name will be.
Oh my God, why are you doing this?
Yeah, okay. We need the interactions, Rob.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
That's also kind of a really, really fun question. You know that video that goes around, you know, social media of, you know, the two reporters that explain to, you know, the live reporter what their Christmas name will be? Peaches Cookie Fingers. And she's like, Peaches Sticky Fingers.
Rob, this is one of them. I like this one, Rob the Rod.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
So Mike, by the way.
hi, Mike. The host of Indeed on Fightful Overbooked every Wednesday at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I always set it up, so I can't. I always set it up 1 hour different because I'm in the Central Time Zone. I think it's at 6 o'clock. So, Heartthrob Wilkins. I love these now. But Rob Harper, Dillian.
Do you have a shirt that imitates a nude body with a bunch of bunch of hair on it?
No,
you can wear that next week.
Yeah, we're trying to keep viewers, Maggie. Me taking my shirt off is not going to do it. Or even wearing a fake shirt is not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about TNA. Yeah.
Well, so, we are kind of.
I know. To be fair, I wasn't watching live while TNA was a thing. I do like when I hear TNA, I keep thinking about AJ Styles and
Samoa Joe
and Christopher Daniels. You know, that's you know the best three-way match that all three-way matches are, you know, trying to beat, and they never will.
Probably not.
Absolutely no. Never will. This is the best match ever. I'm kind of bummed that they won't, bring back the ring, you know,
the old TNA ring. Yeah,
I understand. But this is something that will not work in modern day wrestling. I don't think it would. It's they may bring it back for some nostalgia one-offs or something like that. But I understand that. Like people really enjoy this ring because they, you know, get maybe that upper level of nostalgia that, you know, that we're so fond of nowadays. I know that there are a lot of, you know, not so great things that are linked to TNA, but now that a lot of the people who keep chanting TNA, now they can, you know, they brought it back because they wanted it so much. But like at this point, they have the ability to, it's a clean slate for them. Okay. Yeah. So they might take something that was so big at the time and people want it back so much and actually make it better. So this for me is a positive because it generated a lot of buzz on the internet. And that's actually a good thing because good on them. Not enough eyes are on Impact. And we keep talking on our show almost every week that people should be watching Impact. They really should. It's a really good show. The wrestlers are really good. They know what they're doing. And Scott D'Amore has brought Impact to a different level. I've been enjoying Scott D'Amore a lot. He's doing his best. And if you're a fan of women's wrestling, you should watch Impact because they give women the time that they need, unlike, you know, other promotions. Apart from NXT, that show is built around women, and I'm so, so glad for that. So that's it. I'm incredibly happy. While we were watching Will Ospreay and Speedball Mike Bailey, Will Ospreay did a phenomenal forearm. He did the Styles Clash, and I'm like, where are we getting at here? Mm-hmm. Which actually brings us to our next topic. Will Ospreay's contract is coming up next year. January or February, like at the start of 2024, right?
I assume the start of 2020, but I think
2024.
Yeah, 2024, but it wouldn't surprise me if he extends it like a little bit to Wrestle Kingdom at all.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not saying that, and it might be past Wrestle Kingdom. It might. All we know is January 2024, so it could be.
Yeah.
So.
Which is okay. So, having in mind the incredible year that Will Ospreay has had. Such an incredible year. This match right here between Speedball and Ospreay, because last year it was really difficult not to look at Speedball Mike Bailey as anything different than Wrestler of the Year, because he had all sorts of bangers all around while he was holding the X Division Championship. Almost every week he had a match for that championship. In an incredible banger. It made Impact so much even more watchable. And, you know, for me to be looking forward to watching it because of Speedball's matches. Eventually. Yeah.
It could be February. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, King, sweetie. So now that Will Ospreay, do you see how the wheels are spinning here? Because Speedball Mike Bailey was kind of, for me, he was kind of considered Wrestler of the Year for last year. And now Will Ospreay, who's eventually going to be a wrestler of 2023, right? Like, some people.
He's already locked up for me.
Absolutely, yeah. So he's having, you know, what a passing of the torch this was. Oh my God, the back and forth in this match. Because like before our show, I started watching Impact and they showed the match on free television, you know, at last night's show. There wasn't a second which I was comfortable blinking because I was sure that I was going to miss something. It was so incredible. You know, guys, if you haven't watched the match, please go back and watch it. This was such a fluent match. Like, nothing went wrong in this match for me. Like, everything was so perfectly timed. And it's just, this is cinema, okay? This was art. I'm so sorry, Phil. And Reg, I'm so sorry. But this was just art in the ring. They were painting with their bodies. I'm so happy with this match. I'm probably gonna watch it a third time, at the end of the week. So, having in mind the bangers that Will Ospreay has been having this year, what if I'm any wrestling company, I am getting out my checkbook and I am just giving it to Will Ospreay, the blank check, and then they're like, sign whatever, you know, digits you want. Just, you know, just write whatever the hell you want. We're going to make it happen. That's it. But on the other hand, we see the Will Ospreys and MJFs of the world, right?
Yeah.
And they exist in this incredible wrestling bubble that we have. And now try to take them out of this bubble and place them in WWE. Because I will have zero problem if Will Ospreay decides to go to WWE. Good on the guy. He's going to make a lot of money. He's been saying that he's way more open to moving to the States now than he ever was. He did, you know, pay for a brand new kitchen or whatever. Yeah, but he's way more open to moving to the States now. But imagine all the dream matches that he can have in WWE.
Yeah.
You know, the endless comparisons between him and Ricochet. Like Will Ospreay, because of, you know, the pandemic, he shifted towards a bit more heavyweight in-ring style. And because I saw the comparisons back then, but now he's elevated himself. That's a pun intended there, he's elevated himself into something more than the Ricochets of the world. This isn't me, saying that Ricochet isn't an amazing wrestler, but imagine the bangers that they can have. Also, well,
they've had bangers already, so.
But now, because Ricochet is, you know, elevating himself also.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, some of my, those two have had fantastic matches. The other thing, too, is there's a part of me that, okay, so this is what I really want. There's a selfish reason I want him to kind of just, I want him to kind of do like whatever. Everything. I'd kind of like to see him do like, hey, I'll sign here for a few months and then move on. Cause I think in reality, I don't see WWE doing this like anytime soon, even though I think they're more open to it now than ever. I would love to see him like sign on through WrestleMania season. I would love to see him have a WrestleMania match. Is that going to happen? Extremely doubtful. I mean, unless he signed with WWE. But I would love to see that. But I also would love to see him and Swerve have a feud. Those two go back,
please,
to their younger years. I mean, like they were. I mean, Swerve said in an interview not too long ago that he lived with Will Ospreay and his family. Like he wants to have a feud with them. So, I mean. There's so many things Will Ospreay can have a great match with and great people he can have a match. He's one of those guys that can make other people look good too. You know, like you can't have a bad match. It's like Bryan Danielson. You cannot have a bad match with Bryan Danielson. If you have a bad match with Bryan Danielson, you have the problem. You know, it's obvious you're the problem. So, I mean, there's people. AJ Styles has only had one match with Will Ospreay. I believe maybe they've had two, but I know at least one, and that was in Rev Pro. So I want another.
It's a while ago.
Yeah, 2015. I want to say maybe 14, but I mean, I want that. Granted, doesn't it feel like we don't see the AJ Styles? Like we haven't seen AJ Styles in 2023 at all. Like it just like we haven't seen him. I mean, granted, he had that ankle injury, like he missed the first. Part of the year, like for a little bit, first couple months, but it just seems like we haven't seen him. It just feels like our guy has been gone.
It's kind of bummed out about it.
Yeah, so I don't.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make was, when you have, you know, the Will Ospreys and MJFs of the world, what's one of the most fascinating things that both of them have in common? You know. The raw emotions that they get when they cut a promo. Those raw emotions, they cannot show them on WWE television because it's like, you know, it's a different kind of show. You know, the things that Will Ospreay does in kayfabe scrums, you know, that they do before shows or whatever. This is the kind of thing that makes you love Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
You can do that in WWE, or maybe he can be actually the one to do it. The same goes for MJF. What makes MJF so incredibly good and hard to hate is, you know, the things that he says on the mic. If WWE actually move on to, you know, to a world where this is possible, great. But like, I don't see them with all, you know, the merch sales that are for, you know, for children and, you know, the toy deals, you know, the figures and everything. I understand that because they're a different kind of company and that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. All I'm saying is, can we imagine the two of them with the things that they can do on the mic and, you know, storytelling in the ring or outside of it?
Yeah.
Will they be able to? The other thing is, Will Ospreay is 30. He can go to AEW, have banger of matches for, you know, 3 years, and then he can go to WWE. Like, that's not, or, you know, or the opposite, because I kind of want him to have a match with AJ Styles right now, because AJ Styles is is not getting any younger, and this is probably one of the most hardest, you know, truths I need to, you know, to accept that AJ Styles is near his, you know, career end in ring. It's a tough pill to swallow, but like, we've talked about this after our show last week. I do not want to live in a world where we do not get AJ Styles and Kenny Omega. I don't want to live in this world. And if we actually get it in a Undertaker and Goldberg kind of way, I don't want it. No, please. Like, don't do this to me. I don't think that any wrestling fan needs this. I don't think that any wrestling promotion needs this. Please, no, no, like, no. So a lot of ifs and buts in, you know, that situation, but it's really, 2024 is turning out to be really interesting in wrestling. Yeah.
You know, the other thing too was, and Caden puts it in the chat, is the one thing that too is he could completely stay in New Japan. I mean,
absolutely, he could stay in New Japan. Like, that is also a possibility. Yeah. Because like this, the New Japan losing Will Ospreay is going to be such, you know, a miss for New Japan. It was like way back in 2018 when they lost the Elite. That will be the second big hit for New Japan.
For sure. The other thing too is, it's like MJF. I'm convinced that MJF's re-signed. Already.
Yeah.
But the thing is MJF, Will Ospreay can't be who we know them as in WWE. They can't be the way we know them as. So that's the problem. Like, can they overcome that? Cody Rhodes has always been the same. Like, so I was never worried about Cody Rhodes coming to WWE because he was going to be the same in AEW. You know, that's just the way he is. That's the way he was. He's a WWE guy. He was a WWE guy before. So that's the way he was, I guess, brought up. But I'm not worried about that. I would be kind of worried about seeing what MJF and guys like Will Ospreay would look like under a WWE script per se. All right, Ryan, you're funny sometimes. This is not one of those times. So anyways,
let's shift back into AEW. Guys, please send us the super chats and your humper chats. We are going to talk about the elephant in the room, but let's, you know, talk about a bittersweet thing for all wrestling journalists and covers or whatever. AEW announced World's End for December 30th. Happy New Year to everyone who works in wrestling media.
Yeah. As Maggie froze.
I cut off?
Yeah, that's okay, no, though.
Yeah, okay. What was the last thing you heard me saying?
World's End and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yes, thank you. This was the last thing I said, actually. December 30th, you know, a wrestling pay-per-view. I have no idea how I'm going to watch this, because you know damn well what the last 2 weeks of December are for bartenders in, you know, in Bulgaria. I will not be sleeping for 2 weeks.
Just go to your boss and say, you got to watch a pay-per-view. He'll understand.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, hi. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, you're fired.
Yeah. Well,
sure. We had a good run. Not.
It was a good, yeah, hell of a run you had.
Sure. Yeah, so I kind of like the name, because I'm a Pirates of the Caribbean girl. So at World's End, why not? I'm a sucker for that.
I'm a Keira Knightley guy, but she's only in what, two of them, I think?
Three of them.
Oh, was she in three? I don't know anymore. It's
You're not a killer.
No, I am. I just don't pay attention. Like, I'm not watching the movie. I'm just watching her.
No, the original trilogy. That's
okay.
The original
trilogy. I thought she was. Okay, never mind. That's a.
Yeah. So, I love
you, Kira.
The name. Yeah. Hi.
I know you're watching.
I know you're watching. It's. They're coming up with more and more pay-per-views, which. The sweet thing about AEW was that they had 4 pay-per-views a year, and now all of a sudden they have 4,000, and
yeah,
it's kind of a because I wonder because they had 4 big pay-per-views, and they put money into just having awesome dynamites, right? And now maybe they because. Lately, they haven't been able to do good build-ups towards pay-per-views. And now that you have more than 4 pay-per-views, those builds aren't, you know, going to get better if you don't get actually better at building towards pay-per-views. You know, having banger of matches on pay-per-views isn't necessarily, you know, the only thing that can, you know, sell you a pay-per-view. Like, the build towards that. Because I remember what kind of awesome builds that they had, you know, 2 years ago. And it was a pandemic even.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. A good thing is House of Black are back. And this will always be wonderful for me. Of course. Because I've missed Malakai so much.
Yeah.
That Black Mask, like that finisher is probably in my top 3 finishers. Because... it's such a simple, you know, no, it's not a simple to, you know, to execute. It's a simple move, but he makes it look so believable that that other guy has no head.
Yeah.
After that, that, you know, it's, and that's just the finisher. The rest of the in-ring is just so incredibly believable. By the way, that December 30th of AEW, that's the perfect day to have an AEW championship match for MJF and Wonder, because they've kind of been, you know, moving past, you know, the bidding war of 2024 a lot. Yeah.
Yep. This is what you do too. Like you get like, okay. So this is, in my opinion, what you do. If you're going to take that title off of them, you wait until that show and then you just kind of don't put them on TV for a while. That's what you do, in my opinion. You build the anticipation. Is he there?
Absolutely.
Or isn't he?
Is he there or isn't he?
Yeah. And then that way, if he's not at the Royal Rumble, there's your answer.
Hi, all right.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got a super chat from Chris, our good friend, Chris Mueller, who is not related to Ferris Bueller. You know, that's how I remember the name now. That's how I get the name now. Is
whatever
I have to rhyme.
Works for you, sweetie.
Hey, it works.
Whatever works.
It works, because otherwise I'd still be singing it wrong. Anyways, I only watch pay-per-views to see Timeless Toni Storm now. And Willow Nightingale, she's on there. I know that. Yep.
If they ever remember the Willow's there.
Yeah.
By the way, did you remember that she won the, you know, the women's heart tournament?
Yeah, I don't think AEW knows that.
Yeah, I don't think that they know, because like I'm so glad that Ricky Starks has a championship now. He's, you know, tag team champion. But like, whatever.
You know, the thing is that off topic. Well, not really off topic, but. That Owen Hart tournament, I was thinking, like, when they started that, it was going to have more prestige to it. Like, I really thought it was going to be, like, they were going to make it, like, a bigger deal, and they didn't. And that's, I'm not saying that's, I'm glad Owen Hart's still getting honored, by all means. But it's somewhat disappointing, and I'm not trying to nitpick here, but it's just, it's one of those things where they made it out to be that it was going to be a big deal.
I understand, but like the tournament itself is a big deal, but what you do with the people after that tournament is an even bigger deal.
Well, they don't even mention it really after the
exactly events. Exactly, like, because like Britt Baker and Adam Cole came out with those championship belts for like 1 or 2 weeks after that,
yeah,
and then nothing got mentioned after that. But yep, again, the tournament is as important as you made it out to be. That's all I'm saying. That's yep, all I'm saying. So CJ Perry and Miro.
Did you know that Miro's from Bulgaria?
I did not know that.
Yep, there you go. I'm always giving you facts, my friend.
The scoopsies. Okay, yeah.
Rob Select or Fistful Rob Select.
Yes. Both are correct. So CJ Perry has approached some wrestlers backstage. Andrade is one of them.
you remember that night in Milwaukee, don't you?
Shut up. Okay.
Hey, SmackDown's in Milwaukee, by the way, tonight.
Okay, great. Jesus. So Andrade and Miro is a really interesting scenario. It truly is. But way to go, by the way, Miro. This is so Bulgarian, by the way. I'm sure that he's absolutely aware of this. And I hope that this is a mockery. Because what will, you know, not all Bulgarian men, just like I'm underlining, not all. But, you know, the basic Bulgarian male. I don't want my wife to succeed in life. I'm going to screw her. And like, oh, I just want you to be
kind of screw. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I'm the 70s porn star fault. Here.
I'm it's my fault. You know, I'm on a show with a porn star, so I might as well watch what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see where this goes. I hope it leads to eventually CJ Perry managing Miro. Please, for the love of God. Like, put these two together. Like, they were so great in WWE. They can do the same in AEW.
I think Frantic hit it right on the head there. I think CJ Perry likes to watch Miro beat up the wrestler she is trying to help.
Like, all the faces that she was making while Miro was beating the crap out of Action Andretti.
And I like this idea, too.
Yeah, but, like, okay, that's... I cannot ever since I wrote my, thesis for in one of my psychology classes, I cannot, every time I think of Milwaukee, I think of Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That is forever ruined for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get that because of your thesis, but if you're a basketball fan, you'd at least have like Giannis. Which you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, but that's okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'd have Bernie Brewer. You'd have...
Oh, yeah, that guy. I know who he is. Yeah.
So you got that, and you'd be okay. You'd be fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
Jeff Dahmer. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff who?
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Joffrey.
Jeffrey. yeah, so moving on, let's talk a bit about MJF himself. That devil. Okay, so he's our scumbag or whatever.
Yeah,
so he beat Juice Robinson for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. He out-scumbagged him because Juice Robinson was about to hit him with a faux ring. Are you kidding me? So MJF decided to
Tiffany Stratton stopping by.
Yeah. Hey, I can mask myself as Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for next week's show. Okay.
That's fine. We'll just do Halloween late. That's all.
Yeah. When is Halloween?
The 31st. So it's Tuesday, I think.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. So Bullet Club Gold came out after the match to attack MJF. MJF, you know, rejects the Acclaimed and Roderick Strong in the Kingdom because both teams, you know, express their willingness to, you know, support MJF. The Acclaimed were, you know, genuine. yeah. in their attempt, as Roderick Strong was like,
I love the.
Like, I'm right here. Dude. Yeah, you do not have to shout.
I love it. I just.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So he rejected both teams. I hope that this pays off with Max Caster and MJF and Stump Point, because it's really funny and entertaining. The interesting thing is that MJF said yes to Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Now, I want to, before I forget and we move on, who do you think, and I want people in chat to say too, who do you think the devil is?
It is not CM Punk.
Yeah, I've seen that. Jesus Christ.
It is not CM Punk. Get remove your tinfoil hats and burn them. Okay. Like that. It is not MJF.
Yeah. Make sure, and like Maggie said, make sure you take them off first.
Because at this
point, you might keep them on because you're not.
Whatever floats your boat. Okay. Like, it's not CM Punk. I could see it being a lot of people. I can see it being Adam Cole. I can see it. I actually think it's Adam Cole.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was going to say. Same thing Caden said. I think it's actually, this is who I think it is. This guy. I think it's Sean Ross Sapp, the devil.
I've built this up so much over the last week. I have a gift for you guys.
Oh, God.
Especially Maggie. Sorry, Rob, but it is all for you. You can share it. You can share it. It is historic.
I don't share anything.
It is historic. Nobody ever has been gifted anything like this by anybody at any point ever. Sure. Tony Schiavone even said that. He said that same thing about this gift. Are you guys ready for it?
Congratulations, Maggie. You're getting right back.
I am gifting you guys a Rock Bar Download t-shirt from Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Nobody has ever been given one of these as a gift before, especially in wrestling, especially here at Fightful. Amazing.
I definitely do not have five of them in my closet, like, not at all.
That's great news then, because you're about to have another one, and then every so often you can mail this to Rob and he can wear it.
Yeah, and I can just expand it for us. There we go. Yeah.
What I have learned is that double XL in Bulgaria is just like a large here.
Oh, that's good.
So this actually fits me really well.
I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that.
Maggie will probably be a little big on Maggie.
It's enormous on me, by the way. It's really big.
It's historic. Historic stuff here.
Nice. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Hey, you got to admit, it's a better gift than Tony Khan gave.
That's also true. It's also true. This is better than Ric Flair.
Will this t-shirt stick with me up until March 2024?
It's so weird. I was wearing that shirt the other day, and I just all of a sudden couldn't jaywalk. I couldn't physically walk across the road until the light switched. Actually, we don't have lights for that here.
Don't have lights in Kentucky?
Not to walk, not really.
Got a super chat here from Will Chisholm. He says, all you got to say is Ric Flair, really not a good look, Tony.
Oh, I'll tell you what is a good look. This Rock Bar Download t-shirt.
You know, my bar had a birthday yesterday. And
it turned 12. It turned 12 6. Because on this gift that I got you guys, it says established 2011.
Yeah, but like, it's a different kind of birthday. We celebrated yesterday. We celebrated our move to this place. Otherwise, it's yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, you just made way more, you know, commercial for the bar than my bar did for yesterday. Oh, okay. Yeah. That is actually really, really nice.
So Sean, who do you think, well, we were talking about who the person is behind the devil mask. Who do you think it is?
I asked outright, I'm like, listen, is it Punk? And they're like, it'd be a gigantic work on everyone, if it were punk, but man, I don't think there could be anybody better because of the line, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing people he didn't exist. That would be historic in my opinion. And even though Tony Khan himself announced that CM Punk had been terminated, you'd still have people saying they worked the sheets. Yeah. You would still have people saying that.
Is it Sami Callihan?
No, I don't think it is. I think eventually it will be Adam Cole. I mean, we are already 5 or 6 weeks since his injury.
Yeah.
Like, and we're just now, 5 or 6 weeks later, just talking about him having surgery. Like, that's how far removed from the conversation that part has been, because he's been on TV and stuff.
I've seen like some people speculate Jack Perry would be a good one.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you like that idea? I mean, that doesn't really.
You know what I think they should do with Jack Perry? They should keep his Beethoven theme, but put like the Austin glass shattering at the start of it just to get heat. Yeah. So it goes and then it turns into classical music.
I was either that or like get Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. No.
Or they could go to Rock Bar Download.
Yeah. And get.
and get a bunch of shitty service from a cocky Bulgarian.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Wow.
Like, I told the story from in the beginning of the show, but like, do you know what I actually did to a customer?
No.
Like, he was, because like a friend brought me food, like homemade food, and I was like really excited about it, and I ate it all. And you know, because it was really delicious, and I can't cook for myself. I don't cook. So like a regular comes into the bar and he was like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm really full because I ate a lot. And he started mansplaining to me because they kept saying that I shouldn't eat so much. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna shut my mouth. I'm not gonna say anything. And then he was like, he started, you know, saying how shitty his day was. And he was like, I actually had to do something today that I've never done before. And I'm like, have sex?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
I'm proud. I'm proud.
Get all that and more at Rock Bar Download.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's a good one.
Rob, somehow you look 15 years younger with a mustache. How does the science of that work?
I don't know.
Explain that to me.
I called Sergeant Slaughter and I said, listen, pal, I got some questions. And he just told me some tips. And
he spent time up there too in the AWA.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to sound strange, but I actually know somebody that bought his golf cart.
Wow.
I thought that this sentence was going in a totally different direction.
Yeah, it should have. But when I couldn't believe that, they're like, hey, that's his golf cart that he used to own. I was like,
yeah,
wow, okay. That's weird, but makes sense.
People in the chat had really wonderful porn names for Rob.
Oh, yeah, they did. there was, God, I already forgot them.
Pop Rob?
Up. Yeah. Heart Throb. Rob, and I forgot the other one. There were some good ones.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Really, you can really tell good. You missed it.
Well, now they can call you Rock Bar Rob.
Rob Harper. There we go. Okay.
There we go. I'm going to hop off here. I'm going to record my Q&A show for Fightful Select. I hope you enjoyed this.
Throb Wilkins. There we
I can't top that. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you. Okie dokie. That was a good one. Yeah. Corey said Throb Wilkins. I like it. That's a good one. Okay.
That is actually a good one. Okay. Where were we?
We were talking about the devil.
So, the devil. I'm pretty sure that it's Adam Cole, but we don't have I don't know when Jack Perry is coming back.
Well, I don't know either.
I have no idea for that.
It hasn't been. I was assuming they'd probably give him a 90-day suspension, but I mean, it still hasn't been 90 days. But who knows? I mean, that's the thing, and it could be one of those suspensions where Tony's just like, "I'll tell you when you're back," type thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I can get that, but I will always be. You know, I'm a huge sucker for Sami Callihan, right? There is no way he can be put in the middle of this story because, like, why should? What does he have in like for MJF, you know? And like, it's they need to make the connection for people who have, you know, no idea who Sami Callihan is. But I'm biased and I just want to watch Sami Callihan fight Moxley for, you know, 3,000 years. Like, they can have death matches forever, for all I know. Like, that's absolutely fine. So they also had the Wardlow vignette.
Yeah,
they did. Okay.
Are you okay, by the way? I just want to make
sure.
First of all,
I'm okay. Second of all, hi, sweetie.
You're welcome.
And third and last, believe me, it is last because it's a tiny matter of Wardlow being a little bitch right now. Because I know it's something weird for me to say, but like, Wardlow, sweetie, MJF is at the start of every show. If you're that pissed at him, just go and beat his ass.
That's what you want to do to Wardlow.
Yeah, but like, you know where MJF is.
Yeah.
And he's acting like a, you know, a teenage girl who's writing the name of their loved ones on their wrist and just, you know, going backstage with that, which is kind of weird.
Next week, you're going to do that, by the way. You're going to start the show and you're going to have wrist tape and just going to say Wardlow on there.
Yeah.
And mine's going to say Shockmaster.
Rob Wilkins?
Rob Wilkins.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, maybe kind of my, you know, I don't understand this. In kayfabe, please explain. Like, Wardlow's being, you know, MJF, like, he's running around, you know, everything that he said in that vignette, by the way, is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
Because absolutely everything that MJF did to him, he has total right to do it. By the way, why isn't he behind the devil's mask? Why isn't he behind that? Like, you can, you know, make a thing out of Wardlow being brainwashed by Jay White. And then at the end of the day, like, Wardlow can beat all of their asses. Mm-hmm. If he wants, please. So
Jesus.
Yes. Nice. But like, the negative out of this entire thing will be Wardlow being stupid enough to be brainwashed yet again. So it's back to where he started with MJF in the start of AEW. So I have no problem with Wardlow beating a bunch of people and like power bombing him up until eternity. But like,
wow. Soupy, you know what you got to do on that one.
Thank you.
353, so 53 minutes in. There you go.
It's that is the only thing I'm not okay with. But I will never not be okay with Wardlow being on my television, please, and just, you know, grinning and flexing. Oh. So after that, we get the fact that Kenny Omega and MJF is set for this week's collision, and it's for the
tomorrow.
Championship.
Tomorrow, ooh, bitch.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Bitch. Add the bitch to it.
Yeah, and oh my god, this was such, you know, up until this point, Dynamite was such a banger of a show. Because you have Kenny Omega going out shirtless.
I forgot already. Damn it.
I don't care. Like,
no, I was talking. Well, I said it earlier. We're PG, and I was like, "Yep, damn it."
Yeah, no, it is not. Yeah. So yeah, again, we had a shirtless Kenny Omega What? Why? I don't care why. He just got out. He wasn't, you know, about to, you know, throw hands with anyone. No, he just plain doesn't wear a shirt ever. And he's in his jeans. Or like, what are we doing? Well, like, what are you doing to everything that I own right now? Like, what? Why are you doing this to me? So he did the 13 days, bitch, line or whatever. It wasn't 13. It was less. So they are having the match at Collision. I have no idea how this match ends. It's going to be a really awesome match. I've been looking forward to Kenny Omega and MJF at some point. I did not expect it so early, so that's kind of, you know, weird, but that's okay. That's a good thing, because now you get to tune into Collision. All of a sudden, Kenny Omega and the Bucks are on Collision, and I will never say no to that. That's absolutely fine. I anticipate this immensely. And then Rob, we got the thing. We got the thing, Rob. The thing.
Yeah.
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 Ric Flair.
Well, yeah, I know. I was gonna say, like, yeah.
Ric Flair. Okay, so it's not you're the first inductee into AEW Hall of Fame. No, it wasn't health benefits like Joel Pearl mentioned on Twitter or X or whatever. It is not. No, it's not. You know, it was Ric Flair.
Yeah.
What a bummer this was.
Yep.
I'm like, his music starts, and you know this is Ric Flair because he will always have that, you know, that theme. And I was like, you have got to be freaking kidding me. No. Yeah. So he said that Hulk Hogan and all his family members will never be welcome in AEW. You know, TK said that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then, like years ago when AEW started, this was the beginning of his weird Twitter, you know, posts. He said that Hulk Hogan will never be welcome in AEW, which is absolutely fine. He ranted about Vince McMahon, everything that he did like a week ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And now this week he had Ric Flair on his show, like he was on television.
Yep.
I'm not happy about this because this looks really, really bad.
Well, you know the thing that I've used a lot this week is a word called hypocrisy.
Yes.
And I mean that in different ways, because not only like from the Tony Khan's perspective, but even the fans' perspective, there's so many people that like were like excited to see Ric Flair there. And I was like on X and Twitter, and I'm like, I know for a fact that some of these people were not happy to see Ric Flair like around at all when it was WWE time. So it is what it is. Do I like it? No, because I think there's a lot of other better presence out there. But I don't know. I don't get it.
I'll be honest, I was not expecting it. I don't think anybody was. It was just odd. And Tony Schiavone like sold it good, because nobody's ever gotten that gift.
I don't know if he's ever won, like anyone's ever wanted this gift. And yes, this is us addressing Will's super chat right now. And I do agree with you, Will. This is not what I was expecting, like at Holy all.
Shit. I'm sorry. I got one super chat before this next one I read, but we got one from Caden.
Yeah.
I'll show it in a second.
Kenny should win, but he also looked so good.
He really did, Caden, and I'm so glad that I wasn't the only one, because I saw no one on X or Twitter or whatever addressing the fact that, Kenny, what are you doing to me, man? Like, and what?
We got a monster super chat from our guy Throwback. Wow.
Sweetie, oh my God.
Yeah, you, my friend, thank you so much. He says AEW bookings are starting to slowly become old school WWE, where there is no build up, even a long term build up to lead off to or to lead to a big payoff. Also, Becky losing was the right choice to get Lyra over. So happy NXT is doing amazing. Also, the production is better. Love you guys. Dude, we love you.
We adore you so much.
Even if you didn't send us a penny, you know how much we love you. And just wow.
Thank you so much for the incredible support. Just, sweetie, wow. You have no idea how much this means to us. And yes, we are going to talk a bit later about Becky. I've been enjoying NXT a lot, Rob. I don't know about you.
NXT's
been incredibly solid.
A few months ago, like when we were talking, we would have conversations where I would rather count my socks and watch NXT. I would say stuff like that. Like I have no desire to watch it. Then all of a sudden I watched and it was becoming one of my favorite shows to watch. Like, I mean, it was up there. Like I was enjoying it more than Raw. I was enjoying it more than SmackDown. And
absolutely. It's beginning to be that side show that you watch, that if you're a fan of WWE, it becomes that side show that you can watch and still, you know, root for WWE. If you're that, you know, kind of wrestling fan that doesn't watch any other type of wrestling apart from WWE, because this used to be the thing when NXT Black and Gold was. When they started doing NXT 2.0, you saw, you know, a bunch of NXT stars from the entering the Rumble, and they had zero pop because people didn't know who these wrestlers were, like, at all. And that's your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That is your audience.
There were a few years ago, it baffled me, absolutely baffled me, that there was no mention of NXT, like, other than the commercials. Mm-hmm. Like, there was never, watch Bobby Roode take on Tommaso Ciampa tomorrow night. Like, there was never any mention of who was wrestling. It was just a commercial. That always baffled the hell out of me. Now they at least, like, show graphics of who's going
to
be wrestling.
This is the bare minimum. Bare minimum that you have to do. Shawn Michaels has been doing a really impressive job with NXT, and I'm so happy with that.
Yeah. And
I've missed NXT so much, and it's a wonderful show right now.
I saw the number. I think somebody tweeted it. I think in the
NXT
past,
did better than it's been doing better than Dynamite lately. Like I don't care for ratings at all. Like, I don't give a crap about that.
Yeah. What I was gonna say is, like, how many women were featured? Like, somebody counted
a lot. And like, that's in WWE as a whole, because WWE have been featuring more and more women on their show each and every week. And this will always be an incredible positive thing for me.
Yep.
Because AEW don't give a crap, obviously. They obviously don't.
Yeah.
And like the wonderful in-ring competitors like Ruby and Hikaru Shida, who are amazing wrestlers, them having awful matches on television isn't doing anything for your women's division. I don't know what the hell that women's match was. Maybe it was an off night for both of them, but that match did not look good, like, whatsoever.
Yeah. Got another super chat from our good friend Throwback. He says, do you still hate WWE production, Rob? Because it seems like NXT production has been awesome. The thing is, I will say this, it has been so much better since... I'll be honest, it's been so much better since Vince has stepped away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they still do the camera shakes. Commentary's been better. Mm-hmm. Absolutely better. Vic Joseph does not annoy the hell out of me anymore. Booker T's, believe it or not, it's not as bad as he was. I mean, there's still times where I'm just like, ugh, but he's not nearly as bad as he was. They've changed a lot of things, which I absolutely love. There's still times where they miss shots, but so does AEW. That's going to impact miss shots. I get that. Live TV
impact
hard.
Miss shots all the time, and I'm so angry at this.
But my thing is, my opinions on production has completely changed, where I don't get irritated if they miss a shot. If it starts happening a lot, then I get irritated. But I don't get irritated for one or two missed shots a show like I used to, like, because it happened every once in a while, like all the time. If it like started going again, where it's like every damn week, where it's obvious. My problem was, it seemed like the directors of the show were not watching the show. You know what I mean? It's like, how could you not expect this to happen? Because even I knew they were, you know, it was like, so the director's saying, hey, camera 4, camera 5, like the guys that watch a show should know what moves are coming. So when they're cutting to different things, the one thing I've noticed too is AEW has been cutting to the crowd a lot more than they used to. That kind of needs to slow down a little bit. But other than that, it's
absolutely,
all shows have been doing really well. The sound has been an issue with AEW, but that's been since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about one more thing in AEW, and then we're going to move on to WWE. We do have one more super chat here. Let me get it. Whoops, that's the same one. There we go. Will Chisholm says, I doubt it's funny. Oh, I don't think it's funny that NXT did a better number than AEW. AEW with an almost all women's show, and AEW had a Ric Flair. Woo, y'all are great.
Thank you, Will. NXT was incredibly good this week. And I expect nothing less from them next week. They also have a women's tournament, breakout tournament right now. They're putting women on the map. This is something that you don't get to see on AEW. Like, you need to see that all eyes were on NXT during that show, like, a lot. And they have been putting on women constantly on their show. Like, the women have, when you have, like, we're talking about NXT having so many women on the match. And on the other show, on Dynamite, we pray for a second women's feud. Do you know how ridiculous this sounds? Like, you right now, you can have anything that you want with the AEW Women's Championship. Whatever Toni Storm's doing, it is working. But, like, have you felt like women's wrestling in AEW hasn't been the same ever since Jamie Hayter got hurt? Because while Jamie, yeah, absolutely. Because at the moment where Jamie Hayter was on the show, everyone's eyes was glued on the show.
Yeah, you miss half the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky.
There you go, Corey. Once again, being right. Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky / Michael Scott / or dash rather Corey Michaels.
Yes.
And this is a good point from Caden too. He's a Mike. I'm sorry. He's the guy that does. He's basically AEW's Kevin Dunn. He's the guy that's been doing a lot of that. But the one thing I want him to do is fix the audio issues.
Yeah, please. It is not a good look.
But yeah, let's talk Swerve.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, you know, he's so diabolical, man. Like, I love this guy so much. Like, he has such a brilliant mind, and I am glad that he's doing all that he's doing in AEW. So this is me, you know, praising AEW right now, because, like, I feel like we shat on AEW quite a bit today. Everything that Swerve did in from the get-go, having them shoot with themselves with a camera was a good thing, and not them doing, you know, someone breaking in with someone other than them holding the camera. That's weird. Yeah. Them shooting themselves, you know, the break-in was good. I have, you know, a lot of questions, like, where is Hangman's wife? Why is, like,
She was with the mailman.
Yeah, okay. Jesus.
Sorry.
So, yeah. If she was there, how, like, first of all, how come you didn't wake up from all the ruckus? Second of all, Mikey Ruckus. How come you're not watching your husband?
I just got all kinds of them now. Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're on fire today. Yeah, so the thing I want all of you to pay attention to, and if you want, go back and watch this, because I'm not seeing a lot of people talking about this, is the way Prince Nana was so into this breaking in, and then when Swerve took it to, you know, to the next level, and, you know, Prince Nana was all of a sudden afraid of everything that Swerve was doing. This is so golden. This is money right there.
It was good. And, you know, the reason why is because Swerve can take care of himself in prison. Prince Nana cannot. He would be somebody.
He cannot. Cannot. I enjoy this immensely. I had, like, because, yeah, I was looking forward to them, you know, fighting again, because, like, this is in no way over. But, like, now they took it. They took it to the next level, and I'm so. This was good. This was absolutely great. I want to see what they do next week.
You know what they got to do now?
What?
What they got to do is Hangman has to. So he has to get back at Swerve. So he knows what to do. He goes to Will Washington. And he knows how to get Will Washington's, like, he goes to Graph City, sorry, this is not even funny anymore. I'm looking at it from a nerd perspective.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah, sorry. Too soon.
So a part of me kind of wants Hangman not to show up on next week's Dynamite and just stay home. You know, because he wants to protect, you know, his family. And I can't wait to see what they do with this next. Because this was an amazing segment. And now what do you do with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm curious. Because now you're right. Hangman has to do something, but
before
we move on to WWE, let's do our Cooper effect here.
Yeah, so we're obviously not going to show you guys the clip because we don't want us to get copyrighted yet again. It is happening again. So this basically, we saw, we're not going to play it. Those are, you know, shots of a dog that wears her prosthetic legs for the first time ever. You can just see the joy in her movements. It is so worth seeing, you know, this kind of kindness that people, you know, like, people being kind to animals will always, you know, make me cry a bit, because, like, we're living in such an awful world with everything that's happening, with wars and everything. So this kind of kindness just, it's always something to be happy about, and, you know, see the positive side of being human, because lately we've been, you know, kind of focused on us being awful species that will inevitably destroy the world. But, like, amazing, you know, gestures like this will always bring a tear to my eye. And, you know, it's a puppy that doesn't have legs, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just. Do you have a link for the video?
Yep, I'm gonna
I'm gonna put it up here in just a second.
Put it in the chat so you know people will cry like we did a bunch. So moving on before I start crying again.
Okay. 1 second. Okay.
Yes.
Read the photo.
So moving on, we are gonna talk a bit about WWE before we go off. They announced that on August 31st, 2024, WWE are going on in the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin, Germany. That is right after All In. So I kind of want to go. really do. It's Germany, like why not go to Germany? Like I can make, you know, I can make a like go to All In, enjoy all the wrestling there, and on my way home I hop to Berlin.
Yeah,
it's in the middle between, like, it's Bulgaria and UK, and in the middle is Germany. So
well, I planned on last year, I told you, or a couple months ago, I told you I wanted to go to All In. And now I'm like, well, hell, you know, why the hell not? You know,
why the hell not? Like, that's a big thing for wrestling fans. It is. I'm happy for everyone in Germany that, like, they've been having European house shows a lot. So probably, like, it's because, like, they've had shows in the UK, like, that's fine. But, like, having big shows in other countries in Europe will always be wonderful, because you get to see what the other, you know, side of the world thinks about your in-ring competitors. It's wonderful. I also wanna hear what, you know, the German chants are like what are Germans, you know, excited about in wrestling, because I have no idea what they are. And imagine Gunther on that show. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine Gunther. I would like that alone. And if Gunther is main eventing this show with Roman Reigns, I will not mind this.
Like, or like, yeah, even at that time, it could be Cody Rhodes by then. I mean,
it can be Cody Rhodes. Like, I don't care anymore, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. If I'm home or not, if I'm live or not, it's always exciting to see wrestling shows and big companies, big wrestling companies go to, you know, getting out of their comfort zone. Because we saw everything that happened in Puerto Rico this year. It was so good. All the shows in Saudi Arabia, like, whatever your political views are, I understand. I totally understand. But it shows you a different perspective. Yeah. There's shows in Australia next year, like everything. Like I'm happy when they
Australia, get to do that. Paris.
Yeah. The way that Baron Corbin was so over in Paris, I will never forget that. Baron Corbin being over with the people in Paris. That's so.
See what I should have checked for the house show results. I'm curious to see what Gunther's reaction was. I assume it was fantastic. I'm just curious.
They were just in Germany. Yeah, they were in Germany. So we're gonna get LA Knight and Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel. That's gonna be the main event, I assume.
La Knight, yeah.
I'm excited to see what people there think of LA Knight, because they adore Roman Reigns there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their guy. So I'm excited to see what happens there. But Cody Rhodes and Damian Priest was also announced for Crown Jewel. JD McDonagh and Damian Priest attacked Cody Rhodes and there injured him, you know, in kayfabe, injured him.
Yeah.
So you talked about this on X. It kind of went, you know, people got talking about this. You kind of, you know, mentioned War Games here. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's turning into War Games, like all this is. Mm-hmm. I do. And but that was the same thing I said about AEW last week, or yeah, last week's AEW. I asked Sean, I go, do you think the way they ended
Dynamite that they might be going to Blood and Guts the night before, like that same night.
Yeah, the night. Collision. Yeah.
Hmm. That's just the way I looked at it. I like, why the hell not? Go ahead. You know,
I don't care at this point. But the thing is that Wrestling Observer, they announced that today, right before we hopped on our show, they said that Roman Reigns was not listed for Survivor Series.
See, and that's something that okay. This is the thing about that. Roman hasn't been advertised since promotional stuff came out for it. Now, granted, they can always be added. Roman can always be added. But he was never on the posters for it. He hasn't been. Like, not one time. And when the tickets went on sale, he was never on the poster for it. So this is nothing new. But what they were saying is AJ Styles was originally supposed to be part of, like, this. I don't buy it at all. I just don't. And trust me, like we've said, we respect Dave, but this time I just don't, because, and granted, I know, like I said,
we respect Dave, but this time I just don't.
Yeah, sorry. I meant this time I don't believe him is what I meant. This time I'm like, nah, I don't believe it. Yeah, that can be taken out of context, but, this time I just don't believe that's the case. I just 100% don't believe it. I know what he said about Luke Gallows decided to do surgery because it's WWE cut season or whatever. I just don't buy that at all. Like, that's why he did the surgery. I don't, because my thing is they're going to just take, like, AJ Styles is just going to be like, we're going to just take AJ Styles off our TV for a while because we're not going to have our Roman Reigns match. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. You can find AJ something else. From what I understood, is AJ Styles took a little bit of time off so he could, like, watch his kids play, I think, football, like, in high school. I believe that's one of the things.
By the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he likes watching his kids play, like, high school sports. That way, that's why, like, I think a lot of this just does not make sense to me.
I understand. I understand completely.
And
I know.
I'm hoping somebody clears it up, because if I'm wrong, I'd be, hey, that's okay. I that's what happened, because Luke Gallows had to got surgery, and they said it was elective surgery that he did that, and then they changed everything. I'm just like, yeah, okay. But part of me is like, I don't get this. If they knew John Cena was going to be involved with the Bloodline the entire time he was here, and they basically went ahead and moved LA Knight up, it's just, a lot of it just doesn't add up to me. And even though I'm not a mathematician, even though I play one on Pornhub, I just don't think that that's the case.
How would that go?
I don't know. I don't know. I just work with me here. But anyways, that's just. Anyways, I just don't buy it. But hey, I've been wrong
before. I'm gonna give it time. Every time they have a Saudi show coming, like, they do, like, they jump through hoops to give you big matches, and basically they seldom matter, you know. It's an awesome show. Like, for people who, you know, refuse to watch Saudi shows, I totally understand. But they've been really solid lately. They have Night of Champions was an awesome show. A terrific show, and it's not only because it was on my birthday and I got AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, but it was absolutely a terrific show. I'm gonna give it time. I adore the fact that they've been giving storylines for Akira Tozawa, because, like, he's been a hidden gem. He's a part of the Alpha Academy, and he's doing, you know, the really light weights dance.
the one thing that I love about Akira getting TV time is he deserves it, because the guy was one of my favorite guys to watch in Dragon Pro.
Absolutely.
Or Dragon Gate. Sorry.
Dragon Gate.
Yeah. He was just awesome. So I like seeing that. So good for him.
He was a great part of the cruiserweight division. That's fine. That's absolutely okay. But like he was kind of, you know, seen as, you know, the jobber a lot, the people squashed, but he's an amazing wrestler. And I hope we get to see a bunch of that in the future. He stole Noam Dar's Heritage Cup on NXT on this week's NXT. And he was like, come and take it at a haunted house. Next week, I suppose we're going to get a segment with this. Hey, whatever gets Akira Tozawa on my television, I don't care. The Seth Rollins and Rhea Ripley backstage segment was really good. With Drew McIntyre involved, I adored the fact that Rhea Ripley is playing mind games with a bunch of wrestlers backstage. That is so great. I love what they're doing here. Rhea Ripley defending her championship against how many? Four women? Three women.
Three. Yep. It's a four-way match. So three.
It's a four-way match. Yeah. I hope Nia Jax does not win this because I will be so mad if Nia Jax wins. Drew McIntyre at this point
we will. I'm just saying if she wins, we riot. So.
Oh yeah. Jesus. Let's not go there because it hasn't even happened yet. So Drew McIntyre right now is being one of the most sensible people on the show. Because, you know, the thing when two baby faces always get along because they're baby faces, no matter what they did to each other before they were baby faces, you know, like that's, the weird wrestling thing, the two baby faces always should be baby faces with each other. Drew McIntyre is not this. He was like, I'm kind of a baby face, you know?
Yeah.
But I do not like you because, like, you did a bunch of stuff to me and I don't appreciate it. And that's absolutely fine. He has all the points. You are a brilliant man, Drew McIntyre. And I am so pissed off that he was at the top of the world when the world stopped turning. I'm just so pissed off because he won a championship in an empty arena. It wasn't even a Thunderdome era. Like there was nothing there. Like he had the biggest moment in the Rumble. He eliminated Brock Lesnar and Brock bumped for the guy. Okay. He eliminated Brock. He won the Rumble. It was such a big thing. Then all of a sudden, Jesus Christ. No, it was, I feel bad for him. He's not, I can actually see him winning the belt from Seth, but it all depends on, you know, the go home show that they have for next week. We talked a bit about Gunther when we talked about, their show in Berlin. He just surpassed 500 days as, Intercontinental Champion. I touched upon this last week. If there's anyone in my mind that's competing with Will Ospreay for Wrestler of the Year, for me, it's Gunther.
Okay.
Because all in all, for me, Gunther is the Wrestler of the Year for WWE. And it's not even close, man. Like he elevated that championship. Even remember that there was an IC championship at all previously. Yeah. He did wonders with that belt. All his matches slapped so hard. Oh my God. So I'm at this point, I don't want him to lose that championship like at all. I know that Chad Gable will be eventually the one to dethrone him because Chad Gable is the other person who was screwed a lot, you know, from the time when Vince was in charge. So I see that happening. What did you think about Lexus King's debut on this week's NXT? Former Brian Pillman Jr.
I was okay with it. I liked it. I thought it was good. I did. I thought it was good for him.
It was kind of iffy because, like, Dante Chen got a lot of offense here.
Yeah.
And this was Lexus King's first match. I'm kind of torn here because I still don't know. Okay, dude, what's up with the beard? Okay, like, what's with that facial beard?
I can't grow a mustache like this.
Like, it's really like a different part of his face.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Lexus King hair made Subi think he was Broken Matt.
Yeah. Do you know who, like, he was his dad? Okay, he resembles his dad. Like, hey, I'm not my dad. I'm more than my dad. While I look like my dad, it's really weird. I'm gonna give it time. Former Brian Pillman Jr. is an excellent in-ring competitor, so I'm gonna give it time. Andre Chase and Duke Hudson won the NXT Tag Team Championships from Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo. This pissed a lot of people off.
Yep.
I am torn about it because I love Chase U. I am one of these people who love Chase U. Mm-hmm. There are not a lot of us out there, by the way. But this was a weird choice.
The seven this of you are happy, so that's good.
Yeah, I know.
I like them. But...
This was a weird choice because Tony D'Angelo is one of the best things on NXT ever since he became a part of NXT. So this, yep, again, this was a weird choice. I'm going to give it time and I'm going to let it play out and everything. But again, this was a weird choice. What we are going to talk about is the excellent match that Lyra Valkyria and Becky Lynch had for the NXT Women's Champion. Lyra did dethrone Becky here while Jade Cargill was looking from the balcony. So this is the big story here. First of all, Becky Lynch elevated that NXT women's division so much. She helped a lot of people backstage, and she did have a really heartwarming post about NXT on her Instagram page. And a lot of women on that NXT roster shared a bunch of stories with Becky in the comments. So go to Becky's Instagram page and just read the comments. Everyone adored Becky and everything, all the help that she gave those women. They're going to be just fine. Again, I will always praise NXT for what they're doing with the women's division because you don't see any other show doing that. We used to say that about Impact, but 80% of the show on NXT is about the women. And okay, 80 maybe pushing it a bit. But I just adore that for all the women there. And when you give those women a chance, they will deliver and stand.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to see what Jade does. Like, they've presented her as such a wonderful thing and such, you know, something to look forward to. They're building towards something big, and she hasn't even spoken yet. Okay, she hasn't even spoken yet. I'm so looking forward to this. What an amazing week of wrestling we had, Rob.
Yeah, it was a great one. Before we go, a couple of, like, news little bits. John Cena will be on SmackDown tonight. SmackDown is on Fox, on FS Sports 1, so because the World Series is on Fox. Naito said that he'd like to wrestle Bryan Danielson.
Please.
So, or no, you know, I can't read. So what he said is, I liked watching Bryan Danielson, but I never really felt I'd like to wrestle him. So, but it sounds like
that's the beginning of the storyline, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a. Wait, so the interview basically says he would obviously wrestle him, just the way they wrote the headline. It was just kind of confusing. So it's all good. Another thing, Fightful Select just reported that Heath Slater is a free agent now, so he's accepting bookings. So there's that.
Bye-bye!
Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on X.
We got another super chat. Will Chisholm says, I doubt you can tell it as soon as Endeavor told Vince is not booking anymore. We've seen 17 women on Raw all the time now. I love to see it. I get on Tony Khan about the women because they deserve way better.
They do deserve way better, Will. You are absolutely right here. Like when you, because like a lot of people are always say, well, they're not good enough. No, of course they're good enough. Like they're having, they used to have a lot of matches on what was it called? The shows on YouTube. I forgot their names. Oh my God. Elevation and Dark and Elevation. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So like they're good. Plus, how can you build towards a strong women's division if you tell people that you don't care about the women's division? Like, give me something more than a championship.
Exactly.
I broke my Jesus.
Okay. Well. All right, now you can tell everybody where they can find you.
Thank you, Will, sweetie, for the support on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys, all of you guys, so much. Guys, you can follow me on X, Twitter, or whatever, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob. Where can people find you?
You can find me right here on Twitter or X, like Maggie said, at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at Fightful Rob. You can also find me here every Friday at 3 o'clock with that lovely lady named Maggie. We have a great time here on Coexisting right here on Fightful Overbooked. Eventually, Cam and I will be doing like monthly shows, it sounds like, so here and there. So they'll just kind of be like specials. But yeah, just check us out. Great interview popping up on, I believe it'll be Sunday, could be Monday, depending on scheduling and stuff for Fightful. But the Wrestling Perspective podcast will be dropping an interview with Mr. Timothy Thatcher. So, yeah.
The greatest British, British wrestler.
The greatest British wrestler that's ever lived that's not British.
That's ever lived in America.
Yeah. That's not even British. So,
yeah.
Guys, we want to say thank you very much. We hope you have a great weekend. There is no pay-per-view this weekend, but there is a hell of a match tomorrow night between Mr. Kenneth Omega and Mr. Maxwell Jacob Friedman. We hope you enjoy it if you watch it, or whenever you watch it, if you do watch it. So we hope you enjoy it. Otherwise,
if you don't watch it, go and watch Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey, please.
Yeah, do that. Otherwise, next week on our show, we'll be doing predictions of Crown Jewel and... we'll likely talk about this match between Mr. Kenneth Omega and Maxwell Jacob Friedman. And who knows what else will happen between now and then. But we're going to be ready.
It's wrestling and it's 2023, so everything can happen.
Yep, and who knows. But want to say thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you. And do us a favor, hit that like button. Leave a comment, too. It really helps us out a lot. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. And we will see you soon. Peace out.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.